What about when you overcome really heavy adversity in your life to become very successful? You know what? It's not a far-flung thing. It's been done by many people. In fact, some use adversity as a springboard to great success. Let's talk this morning with our good friend from Regional Psychological Services, Dr. John Braccio at drjohnb.com. That's where the podcasts are. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you, Dave. And very true, your statement about perseverance, about the fact we can have very difficult things in our life and we can overcome them. We just have to really believe that. We don't want to let the problem define who we are. And sometimes it is useful to look at sometimes what we consider the most successful people and realize that it wasn't a straight line. It was not just something they said, I'm going to be enormously successful and go forward. It's that they had the perseverance and desire to do it. I think we can just take a few as we're talking. Albert Einstein was another one, didn't talk till he was four. No one thought he was all that bright, you know, when he was growing up. And I'm not even sure he did. He said, it's not that I'm so smart. It's just I stayed with problems longer. We have Winston Churchill, of course, stutterer as a child and had severe bouts of depression his whole life. But he certainly was able to do great things along the way. We talk about Benjamin Franklin. His parents could only keep him in school until he was 10 years old. Oprah Winfrey was molested by her cousin, uncle, and family friend, and she was on her own and had a child at 14. We look at Bill Gates, not at all successful when in his first operation.
I think of President Lincoln, Abraham Lincoln.
President Lincoln is another, also had depression.
Right.
We have Thomas Edison, of course, is famous. It took him 1,000 times to make a light bulb. Jim Carrey was hopeless at 15, you know, dropped out of school. We're talking about Stephen King, couldn't get his first book published. We know what happened with him. And Bill Gates, as you know, as we were saying before, Trafford Data was his first business which failed.
You've got like a common thread, though. With
there
all
is.
These people, not only very, very, some of them having some form of mental illness, others with a form, you know, you could say for Einstein now, would he be diagnosed as maybe, you know, engaged to Asperger's,
yes.
Maybe a high, very, very, very high functioning part of the spectrum of autism and yet able to achieve massive, massive things that in their time they weren't understood, but in their time they also were wildly successful. It gives people, I guess, kind of a spark to say, if they could do it, well, why not me? Why not me?
I think that's what you really have to go by. I use them as examples, and as we're talking now,
yeah,
that we have to all live by. At first, you don't succeed, you try again. I still think that's a good adage, you know, to try to, you know, live your life by. And sometimes it's useful to look at people that have really arrived and been successful and realize that all the difficulties they went through in the process of life. So when we're looking at our obstacles, the problems we have, and they're real, let's not minimize if you have issues, whether psychological, physical, whatever it might be, that they are not difficult. But we want to realize that, yes, we can overcome them.
Right.
We simply have to have the desire to not give up, to keep moving forward. And if we do that, then really the greatest of success, as much as we can achieve, can be ours. I mean, we have to deal with the reality of health. We have to deal with circumstances. We have to deal with where the opportunities are at a particular time. But if we're going forward, doing our best, sorting out what we can do, looking at where the choices, the opportunities are, and just really, you know, move forward, then that's really what we want to do. That is really the most success that we can have. And even if we can go to the person, you know, in terms of many writers, I might add, have had the issues of being poverty-stricken or not doing well at
yeah,
all.
Yeah, rejected.
Keep going.
Yeah, you face rejection. And, I mean, even in this business that I'm in, early on, there was, oh, my goodness. I mean, you have to, and I had good mentors to say, look, you got to have a thick skin. You're going to have to have a stiff upper lip and a thick skin, because people are going to say, you know, you're terrible. Sometimes they'll be right because you're young, you're inexperienced, and you're going to have to say, good, okay, well, then help me get better. Give me the chance, and you'll have to find a way to frame that. But if you take, he goes, that's where I remember my main mentor telling me that's where usually people drop off and they say, well, I can't do it. And he said, they're right. They're correct. Because you got to stick to it.
Well, I think there's no question of that. It's tenacity, perseverance, and it's just the never giving up on yourself. You don't want to let other people define you. And I've worked with so many people, known many people over the years, that someone said something discouraged them, and they just didn't go forward. And I think you have to live your dreams. You don't want to, you know, live a life where you don't do that. And really, it isn't even so many days that you live. It's how many days you live that you were happy and that you were trying to move forward and enjoying what you're doing. That's really the quality of life. It's the number of days that you were happy and moving forward versus the number of days where you just kind of gave up or weren't trying as hard as you could or just were, you know, just kind of living like on a treadmill life. You really don't want to do that. Life is to be enjoyed, and we have to move forward and enjoy it.
Every day is unique. And that was a great point you made there about to don't let people define you. You define yourself. I mean, that's something that even, you know, that's taken now to political campaigns. Don't let your opponent define you. You define yourself. And it's actually very good political advice, because if you don't define yourself, your opponent will define you, because that's what people do, human nature.
I completely agree, Dave. In fact, I really think ultimately so much gets back to never give up, always try. But again, I like that, just the basic adage, if at first you don't succeed, you try again. You keep moving forward. Because once you give up on yourself, then yes, you can't do it. That is true. When you say, I'm going to keep trying, now if you're 488 pounds and want to be a jockey, that's not realistic. Okay. On the other hand, you know, you just have to realistically look at the world and move forward. But, you know, life can really be exciting. It can be difficult. A lot of difficulties come at us, but we want to try to approach life with the views, yes, I can do it. I'm going to move forward. I'm going to try to do my best. I'm not going to let this overwhelm me. I'm going to move forward and do the best I can in life. And if we do that, life can be so much more useful, can be far more rich in the sense of experiences and enjoying life and having a good life.
Well, you know what? If you're 400-some pounds, you're not going to be a jockey. But if you're 400-some pounds, you can devote yourself to lose enough weight to someday be able to get on and ride a horse.
I've got to tell you now, that's definitely a positive view. Yeah,
because like you can definitely do that if that's what your goal really is. Our good friend, drjohnb.com, is the webpage for the podcast. Dr. John Brocchio of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. It's always great to talk to you, my friend.
Same with you. Take it easy and have a great day.
All right. He's got the power this morning. The power's back on. Power's always with the good doctor. 1320, morning wake up. Coming back. Stick around. WILS.